Boomer Radio on Freedom 95 with your host, Julie Patterson.
Welcome to the show. We're so glad you're with us. I'm not the only one in the studio.
Hello, hello. Mary Pat McKee.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. All right. Got to introduce yourself sometimes. And Marilyn Wetzel is our guest for this segment. Welcome back, Marilyn.
Thank you.
Marilyn is with Westport Homes, and we've had lots of lovely conversations with her because Westport Homes is one of the title sponsors of our television show on WFYI. So we're excited to have you back, Miss Marilyn.
Thank you.
So out in Avon, there's a lot. Well, let me just preface that by saying there are lots of Westport properties. They're building all over our central Indiana community. One of the newer ones is out in Avon, and we've had the chance to go out there. Marilyn, tell us about this, the adventure out in Avon with Westport Homes.
Well, Westport out in Avon is doing a concept that we've done here on the south side that's been really popular. We have our single family homes on one side, and then we have our patio homes on the other side. We also have, that way they can share different amenities. We have walking trails, ponds, that kind of thing. The patio homes are mostly, they're a low maintenance product. They are 55 and older out there, but they're designed for empty nesters that want all the maintenance done, and they're in a great location. They're really close to a lot of amenities, hospital, restaurants.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if you haven't been to Avon in a while, or people that live in Avon, they know that. Anything you could possibly want to do is there. Anywhere you could possibly want to shop is there. This property.
And the restaurants. Oh.
All of them.
Yes.
You like it? It's
and
out
great
there.
Great hospital out there.
Pardon me?
There's a great hospital out there.
Right, right. So you mentioned the 55 plus. Mm-hmm. This is one of the more popular things that's popping up in America, not just in Avon and here in Indianapolis, but they do these patio homes. It is a requirement to be 55 and older, but boy, it doesn't take long to get there, does it, Mary Pat?
No.
And it only has to be one person. So, yeah. Like, say you have another partner that's younger, it only qualifies for one person. The neat thing, too, is Westport has jumped on the bandwagon to do these low-maintenance communities for the empty nesters, and they're so popular, and they're selling so quickly. We are the fastest-growing population explosion. I am there. Fastest-growing population explosion is with, I guess we call ourselves the boomers. That's what you call your program, and it's very true.
Yeah. Oh, so we have these patio homes, we have these single-family properties out there in Avon. Mm-hmm. You still have, I mean, you're building a new home. So the choices that you can make, I think a lot of people, I'm one of those people, I like the new stuff. I've built, I've built two homes in my day. I like doing that. I like picking things out and thinking about it. And do you guys have like designers or folks that will help with that?
We sure do. First of all, our salespeople are trained to do this. So what we're finding with the type of person that's buying the patio homes, they've probably lived in their home for 20 to 30 years. They're living with 8-foot ceilings. They come into Westport. We have 9-foot ceilings. We have the big showers. We have sunrooms. We have storage areas. So we have a lot of different innovative designs geared for this type of person. It's usually for somebody who has a very active lifestyle.
Okay. What are the price ranges?
Prices start, I'm going to say, right around the 200s. You're probably looking at being, 225 upwards to maybe 280, somewhere in that price range.
Okay.
But they're very elegant.
Oh, absolutely elegant. Yeah.
Well, and a lot of things are standard as well, aren't they?
That's
like
true.
The 9-foot ceilings.
I hear who that is. Is that Mary Pat?
That's Mary Pat.
Hi, Mary Pat. They are the big showers, which is great. We have sunrooms, which a lot of the women love the sunrooms. They're very, they can go on our website and actually do virtual tours of our home on the Westport website.
I'm doing that right now, actually.
Yeah. If you go out to Avon, you're going to meet Dawn Cooper, who's one of our sales ladies up there, and she is excellent working with people.
Yeah, she's a nice lady. She'll help you out.
She as nice as you, Marilyn.
She's, you know, she's kind of taking after me.
You're teaching her everything, right?
Oh, yeah, sure. She's teaching me a lot more, though, I think. But, you know, they're just beautiful homes when you walk in. People that are going into these type of homes, they want to downsize, but they want upgrades.
Mm-hmm.
They want a luxurious home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we provide. We do have people that work with them up in our design center to help them pick things that they want. And people at this stage, they want to pick everything in their home. They want to be the one that picks the floor plan, that picks the appliances, that picks, you know, the different colors, because this is their personal home.
Well, and you figure you've been in that other home 25, 30 years. This is right. going to be the last home you make. This is the last home that you're going to build that you hope to age in place in.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, and they're still very active. We're very active, very social. We have a couple of floor plans that have the big front porches. Everybody loves to sit on the big front porches. And the maintenance is done. The lawn care and snow removal is done. So it's a walk-and-go lifestyle.
So lawn care, snow removal, is there a monthly fee for that? Like a nominal fee?
It will depend on the communities. It usually runs about $120 a month.
Oh, it's not too bad at all.
No, but the concept is you own the home and you own the land. So they can still put up a little fence. A lot of them have little dogs. Put up a little fence. You can still plant flowers. So you can, it's like having your own home, but someone's going to take care of lawn care and snow removal.
That's nice. I think that's what the kind of community my parents live in Florida. They can still plant, you know, a tree or do whatever they want with it, but yet they don't have to cut the grass.
No, and they always look good. They just walk up the door, lock it. A lot of our people go away in the winter. Their homes are going to be secure and safe.
Well, and you know, it's interesting, too. A lot of people may not understand that since their houses, they're connected, so it's like a double, but yet they still own the house and the land.
Right.
Right, and they're totally separate. The way they're built, the big difference with Westport is we can build any floor plan next to any floor plan.
Cool.
So it doesn't have, some builders, you have to build a certain floor plan next to it. That shows the type of building we do, that it is independent. The houses are independent, even though they're connected through a certain area. They're not connected through a shared wall. They do not have shared walls.
I found that very interesting when you told me about that months and months ago. So, you know, you think about these as being like what we're used to, a duplex or something like that, but it's not like that at all. There is no shared wall, just like you said. It's almost like a, you know, you're not going to hear your neighbors. You're not going to smell their smoke if they smoke. It's all of the things that you really truly want if you're going to be downsizing.
Exactly. And, you know, the communities, what we find here in the communities, too, is the people that live in these communities, they get together, they have cookouts, they kind of watch out for each other. It's just a really safe environment for somebody that maybe is a little older and maybe have some health issues.
Now, over there in Avon, do they have part of the lifestyle collection that we've talked about many times? Okay. Tell our listeners what the lifestyle collection is. I mean, we've sort of talked about it, but...
Okay. Well, as far as I understand, the lifestyle collection are the patio homes. We have probably five or six different floor plans, so there's something for everybody. And they do own, as I said, they do own the land.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do lawn care and snow removal. And then we have walking trails, front porches. So it's all geared to that active lifestyle.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. All right, so if we want to go out to Avon, maybe we want to visit Miss Dawn Cooper out there. Isn't it right off 21st Street? Do I remember that correctly? 21st and?
County Road 200 North and 300 East South.
Okay, 300 East South.
It's real easy to find. And you can actually, what they need to do is go on our website.
Yes.
We have a fabulous website. Go on our website. Look it up, do the virtual tour, give Dawn a call, and head out there.
Westport-homes.com. Westport-Homes.com. Marilyn Wetzel, thank you for being on the show today. Always a pleasure. Let's talk again soon.
Thank you. Goodbye, ladies. Thank you for doing this. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye-bye. Marilyn. And you are listening to Boomer Radio on Freedom 95. We'll be right back.
Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson continues right after the break. This is Boomer Radio on Freedom 95.
All right, welcome back to the show. Lisa Dillman is our guest for this segment. She's been on the show before. We wanted to be sure everybody knew about the Senior Summit. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, man, we're happy to have you. Lisa is an attorney, and she has helped to organize this amazing event that is coming up October the 4th and the 5th. It happens in Carmel. Refresh our listeners' minds and tell us, why Senior Summit?
Sure. Senior Summit is a two-day conference that's centered around issues that impact seniors and their caregivers. Day one is devoted to inviting professionals in order to get education and training on making sure they're ready for this baby boomer age, that they know what they need to be ready to help seniors with. The room's going to be filled with financial folks, tax preparers, lawyers, therapists, nurses, doctors, and we're all going to get together and have a good collaborative dialogue on how to better serve seniors and their caregivers.
I love it.
Day two is for seniors and their caregivers. It's more kind of like a celebration, although there's a lot of great education, especially on focused on how to make caregivers' lives easier and more fulfilling.
So two jam-packed days worth of activities, lots of information, lots of things to learn. You know, Mary Pat has been on the caregiver side. I have not yet. My parents are still doing pretty good. My mom turned 85 last week,
yes,
which is very cool.
Great.
And her and my dad are aging in place down in Florida. And but so far, I have not, you know, walked in those caregiver shoes. Maybe, Mary Pat, you can, you know, it's not easy, is it?
No, and in fact, you know, Michael Atwood, who's with us on the TV, he's dealing with his mom right now
that.
She, you know, has been in and out of the hospital. It's just, it's so complicated. It's so daunting. It's very, very hard on the caregiver, right, Lisa?
Absolutely. In fact, our family right now is going through, my father-in-law has Parkinson's, and it's pretty advanced, and my mother-in-law is his primary caregiver, and we have family meetings essentially weekly, and wonder who to worry about most, dad or mom.
Oh, my gosh, because it is tough on the caregiver, emotionally, physically, all of it.
Oh, yeah, she's exhausted.
Oh, God love her. So what do you do to help her get a break?
Well, and that's kind of what Senior Summit, as it was sprouting in my mind, she was in my heart when I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
What we're trying to do is just connect caregivers with resources that can make their life easier, whether it's technology, whether it's delivery services, whether it's just something that helps them take one or two things off their busy to-do list every day, that seems to be a win.
Wow. So the resources that you're going to have available on day one, is it kind of like, will there be booths set up and people can, say you have something very specific, I need to get my finances in order, or help mom and dad get their finances in order. Is it, can you sign up to get specific, you know?
Sure. Yeah, but on both days, we're going to have a pretty large exhibitor hall, actually.
Okay.
And what we really pride ourselves on for this event is each booth is going to be kind of industry specific. So you're not going to walk through and see, you know, 20 booths for assisted living. That we have booths for daily money management. In fact, one of our sponsors is putting on a workshop on day two on how to inherit maybe your parents' finances and make sense of it and kind of streamline and get it online and get bills paid and things like that.
Yeah.
Technology pieces, just resource connection. And that's what those exhibitors are aiming to do, is to say, hey, did you know this resource was out there that could make your life a little bit easier?
I think there's a lot of things out there that we just do not know about. So that's why the Senior Summit is so important for our community.
Exactly.
Absolutely. In fact, the biggest complaint that I get when I sit down in my elder law practice, when I sit down with a family, is they just look exasperated and they say, well, there's no handbook. There's right. no mm-hmm. to-do list. What do I do? Mm-hmm.
You know, Lisa, one of the things I like about the summit, what drew me towards participating and being a sponsor of the summit, is the fact that you are not going to be 20 retirement communities. You're not going to have all these vendors there. You're actually getting to the guts of this thing, the content, the information people need. I know one thing when we were dealing with my folks is that you don't know what you don't know. And if you don't know to ask it, you don't find out unless you're usually in the bad part of it.
Absolutely. One of the sessions on the Senior and Caregiver Day is entitled the I've Got This list.
Huh.
And the speaker is essentially kind of giving you a worksheet or a workbook that lets you at least touch the high points, or, hey, have I thought about everything? You may not be able to get everything done, but at least you're thinking about it.
Do you guys, I understand you're going to have Scott Newman as a special speaker. He's the founder of Rocksteady Boxing. Do you want to tell our listeners what Rocksteady Boxing is? We've done a story about it on Boomer TV.
A couple different times.
Yeah, it's very
yeah.
cool.
Scott Newman's incredible. He started out as a lawyer. So he's a colleague of mine. I remember when he was a prosecutor, and he received a very early diagnosis of Parkinson's. And rather than accept it, essentially, he went to work and he did some research and discovered that when you do workouts with large muscle movement and large motions, and we're going through this with my father-in-law right now, the way we make him exercise is incredible, but the more you move around big movements, the more you can stave off the progression of this disease.
It's amazing.
So he essentially took it on himself to establish Rocksteady Boxing, which Parkinson's patients go there and they work out boxing. What I love about Rocksteady is while the person with Parkinson's is working out, the caregiver can sit and have coffee with other caregivers, and all of a sudden they've got a support group growing up around them and they didn't even bargain for that.
Yeah, Rocksteady Boxing is in every state in the United States, and it is also in three different countries. And this is all, you know, Scott Newman's
brainchild.
Yeah, it's incredible what people can create when there's a need. So he's mm-hmm. speaking, though. When is he speaking? The first day or the second
he's
day?
Speaking on the day for our seniors and caregivers. He's our keynote speaker.
Okay.
And he'll go on at 9:30.
Okay, 9:30 in the morning. If somebody is interested in this, the website is usaseniorsummit.com. Do you have to register? You should register, but it's free, right?
Yes. So you can get on there and register. In fact, there you can even come at the door. But I will tell you, just because I got off the phone earlier today, we put in our food orders, so we are going to be kind of cutting it short. So if you want to register, get on the website right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's $15, but that includes lunch,
oh, that's right,
beverages,
yeah.
and snacks.
Yeah, that's great.
So
it's a deal.
Yeah.
That is a deal. That's cool. So what has it been like putting this together? What kinds of things have you learned from that?
Well, I've learned that I'm not a natural event planner. I'm a lawyer, and I need to stay being a lawyer. But what I love is just the connection in the community. I mean, community leaders have embraced this event. Indy Boomer has embraced this event. Anthem, Somerset CPA, West Point Financial Group, just big players out in the community are saying it's time that we train our professionals to be better servers of seniors.
So again, Senior Summit Indianapolis, October the 5th, 9 to 2. It's 2 days, though, isn't it?
The 4th and 5th.
4th
yeah.
and 5th, okay.
Yeah.
The 4th and 5th, and then, you know, you can connect to resources. You can increase your knowledge base. There are opportunities to learn about finances. It really covers the gamut, doesn't it?
That's what we wanted to try to do. We wanted to make it multidisciplinary and bring people from all across the community together, healthcare providers as well as financial and legal providers.
Well, Indy Boomer TV Radio Magazine, very, very proud to be a sponsor of this event. Thank you for letting us be a part of it. It's amazing.
Well, thank you for having me, and we really appreciate Indy Boomer and their support.
USASeniorsummit.com. We've been speaking with Lisa Dillman. She's an attorney, and she's put this whole Senior Summit together. Thanks for being on Boomer Radio, my dear.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, have a great afternoon.
Bye-bye.
And this is Boomer Radio on Freedom 95.
This is Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson on Freedom 95.
And we thank you for listening. I know our listenership is growing because we're getting more emails and mail and just feedback. We love the feedback. Julie at IndieBoomer.com if you want to email me. Appreciate that.
Or Mary Pat at IndieBoomer.com, M-A-R-Y-P-A-T.
And you can go to IndieBoomer.com and click under the radio tab, the magazine tab, the TV tab, and you can watch shows that have aired, listen to radio that has aired. That's for those of you who have some time on your hands. Boy, I'm so busy. I don't often get to go back and look at stuff. So
no, not really. But you know, the other thing you could do at the website is you can sign up and get the magazine for free.
Oh my gosh, and the newsletter. I like the newsletter. It's very informative.
The newsletter goes out every week and lets you know what's going to be on the show and kind of lets you know what was on the Boomer Radio show as well and some things that might be in the magazine.
And we can do that too. So I know we're going to go back to the Idlejord Museum this Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. WFYI.
Michael Atwood is there.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite museums in town. I like that one a lot. Mm-hmm. We're going to go hot air ballooning.
Yes, Mel McMahon goes up with Midwest Air Balloon Rides, mm-hmm. and it's really cool. I mean, I know Jason, our
photographer.
What do we want to call Jason? Well, he's photographer,
executive producer.
He's our squeeze when it comes to TV.
Oh, he is. He's great.
Yeah, he really is. Mm-hmm. But no, he's got some great footage being that, you know, took the camera, of course, up in the hot mm-hmm. air balloon. So it's really cool.
All right. So we got a great show headed your way Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. The magazine currently at Kroger, all area Kroger stores, has John Stair on the front. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting about him because, you know, we've mentioned before how Andrea Moorhead is going through a cancer battle. So he retired, but he's still coming back to help fill in while she's going through her.
Yes, but I did get an email from him the other day because he loved the magazine, of course. I mean, how can you not love it when you're on the cover?
Yes.
But he said he thinks it's inside again, his retirement. So.
Oh. Well, he's got the cutest puppy on page 19.
Oh,
you can see his
dog.
Precious, precious. Cash. His name is Cash. Anyway, so we're excited about all of our entities. I do want to let you know we're going to tease forward to next Saturday's show. Next Saturday, we're going to be talking to a gentleman named Chris Martin, not of Coldplay fame. No, he's not the lead singer, but he is a solutions architect with Matrix Integration Solutions Analyst. Now, what that is, it's a cybersecurity firm. So October is Cybersecurity Month. So we're going to be talking about, you know, how you can protect yourself online. Because think about how many times, you know, not just your cell phone or computer, but self-checkout at the grocery. There's just so many ways that you can get hacked, and we don't want you to get hacked.
Exactly.
So, all right. Thanks for listening to Boomer Radio. I'm Julie Patterson, along with Mary Pat McKee.
Thank you.
We'll be right back here next weekend, Saturday, 4:30 p.m. Please tune in and join us.
It's time for Life in a Nutshell with Dick Wolfsey.
As soon as Mary Ellen made plans for our last vacation, I made an appointment with the orthopedist. My left knee was killing me, and I didn't want to be a drag on our daily activities. My knee problem goes back to an old football injury in college. I was drunk and fell out of the stands during homecoming. When I arrived at my appointment, I asked why my former doctor had unexpectedly retired. The receptionist said he wanted to devote more time to running triathlons and skiing, which is really nice for him, but for the patients who were scheduled for knee surgery, this is kind of rubbing it in. My new doctor said he needed to take a few pictures of my knee. I told him that wouldn't be necessary and showed him some great shots of myself in Bermuda shorts on my iPhone from our recent trip to New Orleans. But x-rays were still required. They clearly showed the reason for my discomfort, and surgery would be the only option for relief. Dick, said Dr. Estes, I understand your wife and you are going on vacation. Not too strenuous, I hope, considering your knee. Well, Doc, she wants to go to Canada and go hiking. Whoa, said the doctor. Sounds a bit rocky to me. Yeah, Doc, we're visiting Banff National Park. No, I mean your marriage. What kind of a wife makes a husband do that? Dr. Estes confirmed I needed a new knee, but in the meantime, he recommended a cortisone shot right in the problem area. Several years ago, when I had a similar pain, I got the identical injection, and the same nurse was still working in the practice. She walked in with the kind of big grin that only someone who's going to stick a needle directly in your throbbing kneecap could have. Oh, hi, Mr. Wolfsey, she said. Well, I guess you remember the drill. It was not my place to offer marketing advice, but I told Julie that the drill is not the best word choice to put a patient at ease. The cortisone shot helped, but most of the trails near Banff were far too rugged for me to negotiate. So I waited in the car while my wife and son walked along the hoodoos. I waited for them while they hiked Johnston County, and I waited for them when they explored the Marsh Loop. Wait, wait, wait is pretty much what I did all week. Brett, my son, told me he took some great photos, but I even had to wait to get back to the hotel to see how much fun I missed. I attempted to hike one trail that had a sign saying, "Handicapped and stroller friendly," since it was apparently flat and paved. But I questioned the friendliness part because while I was hobbling along as fast as I could, a guy in a wheelchair was griping at me to speed it up, and a toddler in a stroller was shaking his fist and crabbing at me to get over to the right so he could pass. I turned around and went back to wait for my family. When I got home, I called the doctor's office to be scheduled for knee replacement surgery. "Okay," said Leslie, Dr. Esty's assistant, "but the earliest he can fit you in is September. Will you be okay waiting?" "Of course," I said. "I've gotten really, really, really good at that."
Life in a Nutshell is presented by Dick Wolsey. He can be seen weekends on Wish TV and is an author and humorist with columns in 40 newspapers in central Indiana and around the country. Email Dick at wolsey@aol.com or visit him on Facebook.